So in an era where the greatest threat to humanity is runaway global warming, and we have perhaps 10, 15 years to confront that, instead we have a conference happening behind us which is dedicated to making all of the problems on this planet worse. So if I can just summarise some of them. It's a conference of senior government ministers, such as the British Minister for State for Indo-Pacific, and weapons manufacturers, such as Babcock and BAE, with the active support of Curtin University, which is all about promoting AUKUS and expanding Australia's weapons export industry. Now, already, we know that Australia exports weapons to countries like Saudi Arabia in the midst of the horrendous civil war in Yemen, where perhaps 400,000 people have been killed, just a number you can't even imagine. And the Australian government was asked, how could it be that Australia exports weapons to Saudi Arabia in the middle of a civil war like that? And we were told that the exports of weapons to Saudi Arabia pass Australia's processes. So the processes can't be worth very much. But additionally, AUKUS means nuclearising and massively increasing the threat of war in our part of the world.
Good morning, everyone.
Kaya.
Kaya. And I pay tribute to the Indigenous mob whose land this is, whose land was never ceded. Big respect. They know how bad this is for country. So we are supporting our Indigenous sisters and brothers in being here and being a presence. As Sam said, we're not going to let them get away with having conferences like this without us speaking out. I'm actually a Quaker, and I don't focus on evil a lot. I like to look for goodness in people, goodness everywhere. But if there is evil in the world, some of it is right behind us in this convention centre with those arms manufacturers. They don't care to whom they sell their weapons. They will sell their weapons to both sides in a conflict. And they do not care as long as they're making money. So follow the money is a really important part of our campaign work. We need to know who is benefiting from the ghastly slaughter that's going on in Gaza at the moment, but it's not only Gaza, it's Yemen, it's Ukraine, it's in many, many places. There is slaughter going on, and the same weapons manufacturers are feeding all of those wars. And our government is in it up to its eyeballs. Unfortunately, we are, through Pine Gap, providing detailed targeting information to the Israeli Defence Forces so they can zero in on, they think they're going to get rid of Hamas, but it's not going to work, is it? It's just going to make Hamas stronger. Stupid idea. And also, because we're in the supply chain for the F-35 bombers that they're using to go over Gaza and drop their bombs, we are in the supply chain for a whole lot of weapon systems. And this is very clever. What the weapon systems do is the same as what the military does in the United States. In every congressional district in the United States, there is a military facility. So it's always somebody's jobs at stake if the military is challenged. If the people say, we want to get rid of that base, we don't want the military here. It's people's jobs, and you have to respect that to a certain extent. People have got to live. But it's the same with the weapons manufacturers. They make sure that to keep an F-35 bomber in the air, there are bits and pieces that come from here and there and somewhere else, so that so many countries are involved in the supply chain. It is very, very difficult to put an absolute stop to this supply chain of weapon systems. And evil is happening in there now. Evil is happening because there are deals being done with this dreadful AUKUS stupid plan, and it is already costing us a great deal. We will get more and more visits from submarines, from the Virginia-class submarines from the United States, and then the AUKUS ones if they ever get built in the UK. I mean, I'm hoping that this is just such a stupid idea that it will fall over all by itself. As Sam has already said, climate change is the biggest risk to our security, not China, not anywhere else. We can be good neighbours in our region, and that's what we need to be. But nuclear is never safe, and what they're doing now is not only militarising Australia further and further, but nuclearising Australia. We do not want that to happen. It was gratifying to see that last week there were people outside Pine Gap locked on, blocking the road. That happened twice in the last couple of weeks. We need to draw attention to Australia's involvement. It is not okay. It is absolutely despicable. And I'm so pleased to be part of a group of people who will challenge. And we are not alone. This is going on all over the country, that people are challenging the military, challenging AUKUS, saying this is not necessary. It is not good for us. It's not good for the planet.
Yesterday afternoon, I did a bit of a crash course on TARLS. It's a slight segue because I don't know that TARLS is represented in this lovely GabFest here today, which wonderful event, by the way. I hope all the people there have a great time, you know, tea and biscuits and cake while discussing the business of murder and state terrorism. Yeah, quite right, caviar and champagne, not, you know, Arnott's biscuits for them. It's only the finest quality food and drink, but I wish them very well today. But just in terms of TARLS, as I say, I don't think it's represented today. The reason we're targeting TARLS is because they are in a joint venture with Elbit Systems, which is an Israeli company. For those who don't know, Elbit Systems produces 85% of Israel's weaponized drones. And TARLS and Elbit Systems together have this joint venture called UAV Tactical Systems, which has produced a drone called the Watchkeeper, which is more or less identical in design and specifications to the Hermes 900, which itself is an evolution of the Hermes 450. So the Hermes 450 and the Hermes 900 are drones which Israel has kept secret for many years, are weaponized. In other words, they do have bombs on them. They've kept that secret for many, many, many years and claimed, well, I mean, this is bad enough in and of itself, by the way, that the Hermes 450, the Hermes 900, and now the Watchkeeper should specify it's the Hermes that are being used in Gaza, the Watchkeeper that's been sold to the British only, not to the Israelis. But all these drones are the same, and all the, you know, it's sort of what I was saying before, all these companies work together, it's all the same technology, sharing techs and specs, technology. Hermes 450 and 900 are designed for surveillance, reconnaissance, information gathering, and target acquisition. They're all quite innocent sounding words, aren't they? Think about that. Think about what that actually means. So what that means right now as we speak is that these drones are being used to surveil hospitals and churches and homes and factories and bakeries and civilian infrastructure to, in a very refined and honed and calculated and cold-blooded way, murder men, women and children. That's what we're talking about, and that's why we're here today. All right, let's be very clear about that. I don't want to go on. I do go on sometimes, so tell me to shut up, Sam, if I need to. But just quickly, Joe stole some of my thunder already. I want to echo her comments about Pine Gap. Worth doing your own research on Pine Gap and what it's for and what its function is. Long history there. Whitlam in the 70s tried to end the lease, which is, it's technically a US territory, as if I'm correct in saying. Whitlam tried to kick the Americans out of Pine Gap, and anyway, I have my own conspiracy theories. That's maybe why his government was dismissed, perhaps part of the reason why anyway. Pine Gap is considered the second most important US surveillance and interception base in the world, behind only Menwith Hill in Yorkshire in the United Kingdom. And as Joe's already mentioned, what we can be guaranteed in knowing is that as we speak, there are 24 hours, 7 days a week, underground war rooms, operational war rooms, that through electronic interception, so hoovering up all electronic communications in the Gaza area, also using bases in Cyprus as well, by the way. There's a whole network of global bases they use to do this. Hoovering up and intercepting electronic communications, and again, satellite reconnaissance, information gathering, target acquisition, all to refine and hone, as I said before, the Israeli genocidal war machine. So in other words, if, you know, sort of don't just be very clear about the fact that we're not removed, we're not distanced from this genocide. Not at all. right? Because they're Australian citizens as well. This is on Australian territory in the middle of the country. There is this satellite surveillance and interception base. So we're absolutely at the centre, Australia and the Australian government, Penny Wong, Anthony Albanese, alleged champions of the working class, are absolutely at the centre of supporting and facilitating this genocide.
All around the country, our universities are becoming schools of war, not just here in Perth, but everywhere. And it's pretty horrific considering that there's a genocide unfolding right in front of our eyes that Western governments are fueling and supporting. And our universities continue to be militarised, continue to lock in partnerships with destructive, horrific weapons companies like the ones in there. And, you know, my university, Curtin Uni, recently announced that they were joining the AUKUS Workforce Alliance alongside University of Adelaide and University of New South Wales. And yeah, this has been promoted by defence companies such as Badcock and a bunch of other ones that are helping to fuel Australia's drive to war. So shame.
Shame.
And this Workforce Alliance, quote, says on its website, it wants to furnish Australian defence with the knowledge and resources to acquire and maintain nuclear-powered attack submarines and secure Western interests in the Indo-Pacific. So the universities are going to be fueling jobs, fueling research into promoting Western interests. But we all know what Western interests means, what it means to say to defend Western interests. It means to defend war, imperialism, destruction. And students need to actively reject this. We see what Western imperialism is. We see what it is. It's the genocide happening in Gaza. From the beginning, Western imperialism supported the establishment of the Israeli state. The US has waged countless wars in the Middle East at the, you know, under the guise of Western interests, under the guise of democracy. We know this is a lie. We know it's not about democracy. We know that in the South Pacific, it's not about democracy. The West has crushed independence movements. The West, Australia, supported the Suharto dictatorship in Indonesia against the East Timor, against people fighting for their national self-determination. So we know the West has never cared about democracy, never cared about people. They care about their profits and they care about their interests. That's what it means to support Western interests. It means destruction. It means lives lost. It means the carnage we're seeing in Gaza.
Before I start, I'd like to acknowledge that we're standing on Whadjuk Noongar land, and I want to pay my respects to the elders past, present and emerging, and that sovereignty was never ceded on this beautiful land, and it always will be and always was Aboriginal land. I'm from the Nuclear Free WA campaign. It is and has been a huge campaign. There are people here that have been trying to stop nuclear issues in WA for a very, very long time. And so it's a campaign that we can be proud of and we can draw hope from and sustenance from, because we are still here and there is not one bit of uranium being ripped and shipped out of Western Australia. So when they talk about stop AUKUS WA, no nuke subs, the nuclear industry starts with uranium mining. It starts on Indigenous land. And there are Aboriginal people that we work with that say they don't want uranium dug out of their country. It is disposition of their land. And they've been removed off their land to get the resource of uranium. So, yeah, it is a shame. And so we're working, we've stopped a lot of the uranium mines in Western Australia. There's one uranium mine that's just out of Kalgoorlie called Mulga Rock. The Upali people are contesting that and challenging that. We're amplifying their voices in every way that we can, because when it's ripped and shipped out of Australia and we have a uranium mine in South Australia, it goes on a good day to nuclear power, and on a very, very bad day, it goes to nuclear weapons, weapons of mass destruction. And that is where we come in. We want to stop it at the source. There is no safeguards where Australian uranium goes. In Fukushima for nuclear power, it was known that Australian uranium was at Fukushima at the time of the accident. So not only is it destroying land here in Australia, Aboriginal land here, it is destroying other people's lands, as we have seen. Israel is one of the 9 nuclear weapon states. They hold nuclear weapons. and so do 8 other countries. And it is about haves and have-nots. They use that as a tool to intimidate. And we know the horrors of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and we do not ever want that to happen again.
Babcock, BAE, how many kids did you kill today? Babcock, BAE.
How many kids did you kill today?
Babcock, BAE. Babcock, BAE. How many kids did you kill today? Babcock, BAE. How many kids did you kill today? Babcock, BAE. How many kids did you kill today? Babcock, BAE. How many kids did you kill today? Babcock, BAE. How many kids did you kill today? Babcock, BAE. How many kids did you kill today?